ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Can We Help You, the podcast that's like your favorite coffee house chat. I'm Franco, your barista of banter, joined by Sash and Jax, the connoisseurs of conversation. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite cup, and let's dive into today's rich blend of topics.
Aww, I feel like we're on a daytime TV show.
Yeah, I like it.
It is a bit morning show. I like it though.
Coffee it's a bit like chat. The View or something. Maybe we should do a daytime TV show.
Maybe.
I feel like we're on Ready Steady Cook or something. Remember Ready Steady
Cook?
Did
I? Oh my God, I didn't tell you guys. I had someone reach out to me.
I think that's coming back.
Ready Steady Cook's coming back.
Listen, and I'll tell you.
I've stolen your story.
I had a casting producer message me on Instagram and say, hey, you should apply for the new season of Ready Steady Cook.
To do what? Cook?
Yeah, to be a contestant.
To be a cast member. I think I saw like an Instagram ad or something of it.
Yeah. I'm sure they reached out to lots of people. I thought I was special and then I followed the link and it was just the full fucking application. I was like, oh God, well, I'm not filling this out. I don't want to be. If it was Survivor, I would have done it.
I thought, wow, hang on. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was famous people.
Yeah, it's
well, not
chefs.
Famous people.
I think they must be switching up the format because from my memory, because this is what I was trying to piece together because I was like, hang on, why do they need people to apply to be on Ready Steady Cook? But I think they must be switching up the format so that regular people are involved. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't apply.
Because it used to be some like F-grade personality.
Wasn't it usually a chef?
It was a chef and a personality.
The personality would go out and buy a bag full of groceries and come in and the chef would cook with the bag full of groceries and each chef, obviously it was two chefs against each other. It was normally Manu. And I think
George Colombaris did it a lot. They had a rotating roster of chefs, but George Colombaris was on it.
Manu was on it a lot. Also, George was on it, and the other one.
He's pointing at us like we know. The other one was it Huey?
You know,
it wasn't Huey, was
no,
it?
No, Huey had his own show. He didn't need to go on Ready Steady Cook.
Miguel?
And Miguel wasn't Miguel on Ready Steady Cook?
Was he? Well, he's hosting it now. He's the new host.
Oh,
no
well,
more Peter Everett.
Sense. What happened to Peter Everett? No, is he too old now?
I don't know. What happened to Peter Everett? That's the real question.
We should get Peter Everett on the show. I'd love to get Peter Everett on the show.
I don't think he's busy, to be honest. I also don't think anyone would listen. I wouldn't. That was Peter Everett.
But sorry, Peter, what was that? I wasn't listening.
Peter Everett? He's not that old.
For anyone
old.
Listening
oh,
who doesn't know Australian television, Ready Steady Cook holds a certain
special place in everyone's heart.
Particularly Australian millennials because it used to be on.
Yeah, it's our generation.
During the day. So it was your, I'm staying home from school sick. Yep. What am I going to watch? It'll be Good Morning Australia.
Oh, no. For us, it was on as soon as we got home from school.
Was it?
No, it was normally on about 2 o'clock, I think.
Actually, yeah. You know what? I think my school finished early on sports days, so every Wednesday I would watch Ready, Steady, Cook.
Love that for you. So yeah, and it was just a cooking show. It was just a silly weekday midday cooking show.
Great
bit
show,
of fun.
Though.
You'd vote with a capsicum or a tomato. It's yep, capsicums. So woo! Anyway, but I'm not going on
time.
It because I can't be bothered to fill out the full application. It's very
Guys,
long.
Yeah. Peter Everett now has a YouTube channel.
Oh.
Surely he has a podcast.
But I think we should get him on the show because he only has 99 subscribers. I think we've got a. I think we've got a.
Is he posting to this channel?
Yeah. Is this. Are you sure it's him?
Yeah, it is. He's got 4 videos. He's got 99 subscribers.
Oh,
I think we've got to help Pete out.
When was the last video?
3 months ago.
3 months. No, but do you see what it's called? It's a pilot for a show called Eat with Pete Down Under.
I think we've got to help Pete out.
Oh, dear.
Pete, get in touch with us. We want
He's
to get you on the show.
He's trying to do another show. Oh,
bless him. Bless him. Okay. Why did we start talking about Ready, Steady, Cook?
I don't know. Oh, because Franco and his silly little intro.
Oh, his
My
coffee
silly
show.
Silly little said, intro.
Your silly little intro. That was a good show. That was an elite show.
I miss Ready, Steady, Cook.
I feel like we've talked about that show before on this podcast. We have a thing for late 90s and early 2000s TV in Australia.
I'm telling you that we should make that a part of our podcast.
How? What, by having aging fucking, what's the term I'm looking for? Daytime TV presenters.
Yeah, like, you know, old 90s TV show presenters. We could get Dylan Lewis from Pepsi Live on. We could get... Wow. Obviously, you know what? You guys know I want to get
Jax
Whitehead
we've had
and
this
Jesse
discussion.
Tobin on.
We think that this should be your own podcast.
I love that you're so enthusiastic about it, but I don't know a single person who would listen. I'm sorry.
You don't know. People would listen.
I want to share this passion with you.
I think there's something in it, but it's not on this podcast. You need
I'm
to do
get
it
Peter
on your
Everett
own.
On.
Do it on your own. You can call it. Well,
James Matheson.
What do you want to call it? Isn't he a lawyer now or a politician?
Is
We've
he?
Talked about James Matheson too. Yeah.
Last I saw of James Matheson, I think, yeah, we did talk about this recently. He works as a picker at Amazon.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
I could get all the details on Amazon. I could get Fuzzy. Remember she hosted Video Hits? I could get her on the show.
You're going to get the guys from Couch Time on Channel 11?
Couch
Was it
Time.
Called Couch Time?
Couch Time.
Jason
Hawkins.
Stav?
Yeah. I feel like I can get Jason Hawkins on the show.
Yeah, I think we could now.
We could get the people from...
We love Jace. We love you, Jace.
Obviously. Love
all
you, Jace.
All our support to you.
I'm sure he listens. Do you remember The Shack? Remember the show The Shack? We could get all of those people on.
Oh, yeah, Nitro.
Yeah, I do remember The Shack.
I remember Guys. Nitro from The Shack. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy with dreadlocks on that show?
Yeah, was him.
There was.
I feel like I saw him recently at something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look, you definitely could get all of these people, Jax, except... You better be a bloody good interviewer because I don't know if they've got much to talk about.
Do you know what, though? If you had a series that talked about, you know, the highs of being a semi-famous person in Australia to working as an Amazon packer, I think that'd be quite interesting. I'd listen to it. I just don't want to be involved.
We could get the host from Kids WB. We could get,
Totally Wild. Totally Wild.
Ranger Stacey.
Totally Wild? Yeah. Dr. Harry?
Dr.
I know
Harry.
He's kind of not as kids' TV show, but.
Is Dr. Harry alive anymore?
Yes, he's still alive. He's still doing content.
Oh,
all the animals on Harry's
practice.
He's 79. Good on him.
Guys,
good on him.
The host from Cheese TV. I think I've got to do this.
Okay.
Yeah,
I support you. I'll produce it.
Okay. All right. A little offshoot.
Actually, no, I don't want to
produce potty.
It.
Oh, right. Come on.
No, the producing's a lot of work.
Dr. Harry got married last year.
What?
I'm sorry. No, I was just looking into what's happened to all these people. Yeah, he got married for the second time last year.
What
Good
a
on
stud.
Him.
That has.
I could get Joanna Griggs for Better Homes and Gardens.
No, that's different. I think that's a
what
different.
What do you mean?
No, because that's not on the same vein as bloody Cheese TV and The Shack.
Oh, okay. Don't like Joanna Griggs? she
No, she's
done
great. I don't think she needs our help. I feel like she's all right.
I'm gonna get Noni Hazelhurst.
Oh my god, I love Noni Hazelhurst. She's more of an actress now though. She does a lot of acting still.
Yeah, but you know, she was big back in the day.
That might be the first name that you might actually struggle to get on your podcast, because I feel like she's got a bit going on.
Yeah. I think you would. Yeah.
Oh my god, I could get Jamie Jury. I could get him to talk about Backyard Blitz.
He's in LA now, isn't he? Like, I'm pretty sure he lives in LA.
Oh my god, I could invite him around and we could talk about Backyard Blitz.
Okay. Jax, I'm very glad we've worked on this passion project for you. However, that's not what we're here to do. We are here to answer our Ronnie's questions, and I have one. Right. So let's get to it.
So let's get to it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, just quickly before we get to this question, a reminder that we are doing a very final show of the year, a big Christmas show, as we do every year.
Very final.
And we are taking all of your Christmas questions.
Christmas questions. I'll be home for Christmas.
We're also taking on New Year's questions, holiday season, vacation, whatever you want. You know, this time of year questions, end of the year questions. So send them through at Can We Help You Podcast and at canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and make sure you send us your details if you want to partake in our very special Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah. All right. I have a question here from Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Thanks.
Ronnie's got a very formal greeting. Hi, all. Like we're like, you know, it's like a team email.
Hi, all.
I hate when people say hi, all.
I go, hey, y'all.
Yeah, that does feel very corporate. That feels very Monday morning meeting.
Maybe Ronnie is a corporate stiff and like they just can't break free from the chains of corporate world.
Ronnie, we still love you, even if you're a corporate stiff.
Of course. No, I'm a corporate stiff. We all are. Franco, not so much.
Don't say stiff anymore.
Stiffy. Okay. Ronnie writes, in April of this year, I moved into an apartment with my friend. In October, she proposed to her girlfriend. They discussed that they would like the three of us to find a larger space to live together since it will be less expensive splitting bills between three people. Nice. I really don't think living with an engaged couple who want to be married in 2025 is a great idea. I also will have to look for an apartment once they get married, and moving that many times in 3 years seems expensive and exhausting. I'm leaning towards finding my own space when our lease is up in April, but would like your thoughts on what do you think I should do? Should I agree to us all moving in together or find my own place? Thanks, Ronnie.
Has Ronnie said that they've had the conversation and they know that they'll be kicked out when they're married? Is that kind of the understood agreement?
No, but would you want to live with a married couple unless you were desperate?
Lots of people
lots of people do it. I don't think that's too much of a problem.
Oh my god, I can't think.
Look,
I know it happens, but like I feel like that most people would be like, I don't want to live with a married couple. I don't know. I wouldn't.
Like even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, definitely it wouldn't have been like a common thing. But I think now like
people can't afford to live on their own anymore.
People want to get married and people can afford to get married. And one thing that people cannot afford is living in a nice place, especially in a capital city in Australia.
Yeah, that is true. That's really true. We don't know where Ronnie lives, but yes, let's just assume that they're here.
Housing prices all over the world are kind of going up. So it is not out of the question.
Mm. No, you're right. I agree. Yeah, well, I guess that's a good point. Ronnie, do you know that they don't want to live with you when they get married. I guess if that's a conversation. So it sounds like Ronnie is kind of like me. I wouldn't have a problem living with an engaged couple. A married couple, I'd probably have reservations unless I was really close with them and I felt comfortable saying, hey, like, do you guys want to live on your own once you're married? And they're like, nah, man, like, we're not going to have kids anytime soon, or, you know, we want to live somewhere nice, or whatever the hell their reasoning is. If I could have that conversation and confirm it, then that'd be different. But, like, generally speaking, I probably wouldn't.
It just depends on the size of the place. I know when I was younger.
When I was 17.
I was considering moving out of home and moving in with a couple friend.
When you were 17? Wow.
No, really? Not when I was 17.
That's right. I made that up. Sorry.
Yeah, that was your...
That was me.
You sang a song. That's where that came from. I never said I was 17.
Sorry. Continue.
Anyway, so I considered moving in with this couple friend of mine who I was really great friends with them and, you know, thought they were amazing. But the apartment that they were moving into was tiny.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, I'm love you guys, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like shoebox. And I was like, love that for you, but I can't. That's too small for me with both
yeah.
of you there.
The whole point of sharing, I think, for a lot of people, particularly when you're a bit older, is, oh, let's share so we can afford something a bit bigger, a bit nicer, have more space.
Exactly.
People who share when they're young usually do it out of necessity, and yeah, you probably live in a smaller place or whatever. But if you have a choice, or if you're older, then you probably want to be in something bigger as opposed to living in a small space with another couple, especially. Ronnie, for your first point of your question, which was should I live with an engaged couple? Yeah, of course, why not? Like, that's fine. I don't see any issues with that.
Go for it.
Unless they're like fucking annoying engaged and they're like, yeah, they're wedding and they're like planning,
I mean,
and they're making
really
you do planning
and
shit.
Plan-y, so,
yeah.
I mean, depends whether you want to be around that.
Yeah, exactly. If you know they're going to be annoying and you don't want to be around it, by all means, go get your own space. If it's for your personal comfort, then don't do it. But if you're like, oh, they might not want me here, it doesn't sound like that's the case. It sounds like that's something that you've kind of decided. My advice would be stay with them while they're engaged. I don't think that's a problem. And then have the conversation with them. Although, actually, hang on, rewind, because their point is that the lease is up in April. So Ronnie's question is more about, do I just go out on my own now to save having to move twice? If you've always wanted to live on your own, Ronnie, then now might be, like, April next year might be a great time to do it. Especially if you feel like they're going to want their space when they're married. That's 2025. It's going to be a year away next year when your lease is up. So it's not like it's, you know, 3-4 years down the track. It's literally going to be a year. So I think if you are wanting to live on your own and you think that they're going to want to have their own space when they're married, then absolutely go out on your own. But it'd be worth having the conversation with, hey, is it your guys' plan to have your own space once you're married? Because if it's not and you can get a bigger house and share bills and all of that, then it's a really good way to, you know, save a bit of money, live somewhere a bit nicer.
Yeah. I reckon even just for that, I know moving twice is annoying. I guess it depends how much you have. Sounds like maybe, you know, you're looking at a bigger place that can accommodate three of you versus what you have now, which accommodates just two of you. I reckon save the cash for another year. Why not? If you're going to be moving anyway, the more you move, the better at it you become, and probably you'll move this time in April or whatever. You'll have a bunch of stuff that sits in boxes for the whole year until you move again, and then you'll be like, well, lucky I didn't unpack that, because that's just going to come with me to the next place.
Don't you always find – sorry, sidebar. Do you ever find that you have pictures that you take with you from one house to the other? They sit up – they're propped up against a wall or in your spare room or under a bed, and then the moment you finally hang them is the moment that you have to move. Do you guys –
absolutely.
I've had that a few times at places where I finally hang my pictures and then I either get a job offer and I have to move, or the owner's selling and I have to move, or fucking change of life circumstances and I have to move.
I think I might be the complete opposite. I hang things as soon as I get into a place. Yeah. I'm a big fan of hanging things. I've got those 3M hooks.
Oh,
I've got a drawer
it.
Just for them.
Oh, do you? Yeah, see, we always have to buy them specially. But we've just hung – when we went to Europe, instead of buying like random souvenirs – we did buy random stuff, but like we bought a print, like an art print in each city that we went to. Yeah.
Very fancy.
I was like – stunned by our amazing.
We bought a print in every city we went to, darling.
Very adult of you.
We don't need souvenirs. We're going to get prints. We're going to get some artwork from every place we go to in the world.
Can you see? Oh, you can't. Oh, there's Shane. You can't really see them.
Shane's
He's playing a game. It's all right. I'm talking about the art. He's looking at me like, what are you doing? Every artwork up there is from a city we traveled to in Europe.
I like that.
Are they hung with command strips?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to hang command strips here and it did not work. So now I'm thinking I'm going to have to nail into the wall.
Why didn't it work?
If they fell off.
Really? I've never, touch wood, I've never had a 3M or command strip fall off ever.
I've had nothing but problems. I mean, if 3M or command want to sponsor us, I'm happy to retract my statement. But I have had nothing but problems, I've got to say.
I've never had a problem. Like, that's why I love them so much, is because I've just never had a problem with it. Hashtag not spawn.
But our walls are a little bit like, they're like textured, so I don't know if that's why.
I hang everything. All this stuff behind me, everything in our house is hung with command strips, everything.
That's why I haven't hung anything up yet, because I don't want to have to bash some nails into the wall. I don't want them to ding me on my bond.
So you said it's like, is it cement walls or is it like?
No, but it's like textured.
Whatever the other thing is.
They're just textured, that's all. They're just textured.
Your textured.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Poor Ronnie trying to figure out.
That's a very good way of describing Jax. Jax is quite textured.
Your textured.
Yeah,
textured. Thank you. Ronnie's trying to figure out whether to
Ronnie,
move or not.
I reckon. Save the cash for another year. I mean, you know, it's you can't have that much. I mean, if you do have a lot of stuff and it's really going to be a shit of a time moving twice, you know, once per year, then sure, find your own place. But renting, I mean, finding places is hard. Renting's expensive. You might as well pocket, you know, the extra cash and maybe you can save up for a bigger place of your own even for when you eventually do move out.
Yeah. My only advice is don't hang your pictures because you'll probably be going soon. Stay there as long as you can and as long as you're comfortable. Sorry, the reason I brought up my pictures is that I'm waiting to find out. I have this feeling that my landlord is going to try and sell the house because we got an email, honestly, like a month ago being like, hey, from the property manager, like, what are your expectations? Like, do you want to sign another lease? And I was like, yeah, we'll sign for another year. And they're like, cool, I'll check with the landlord and get back to you. I have not heard back, which makes me frightful that the landlord is going to sell.
I've heard this happening to a lot of people, especially like around this time, the last couple of months. It seems like it's the time for that to happen. I've had a few friends who have been kicked out of their places.
I got an email from my property manager and they said, the landlord would like to know if you want to extend. I replied and I said, yeah, we'll extend. Nothing. Didn't hear nothing back. So I don't know what that means.
How long ago was that?
About a month.
Yeah, see, we're in the same boat. Let's pray. Pray to the rental gods that everything's okay. The rental gods. But yeah, Ronnie, I think you're good to stay where you are. Just enjoy having slightly cheaper rent, sharing the bills for a while. I know when we went from living in a share house, Shane and I went from a share house to living on our own. It is not fun not having people to split stuff with because every time a bill would come in, I'd be like, fuck, $400. I'd be like, oh, it's only 200 because it's just for Shane and I. It's our share, same as groceries and everything. So, yeah, enjoy it while you can. There are benefits to sharing and being able to save a bit of moolah is one of the main ones, I'd say.
Good luck, Ronnie, and let us know
how you go.
That's me, isn't it? Okay. As our coffee house doors close for today, thank you so much for sharing this time with us at Can We Help You? I'm Franco with Sash and Jax, reminding you to keep your cup of curiosity full. You can follow us at Can We Help You Podcast and visit our cafe corner online at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Stay caffeinated and conversational.
Okay. That's weird.
And leave us a review. Jax, hey, I have to ask you quickly, speaking of coffee shops, have you tried pumpkin spice?
Oh, yeah. That's a massive thing, especially in LA.
Yeah.
No, you know what I did try?
Thing here.
I have tried pumpkin spice. It's actually not very pumpkin-y.
No, it'd be like sweet and a little bit nutty, I'm guessing, from the
pumpkin. I've tried pumpkin spice. It's lovely.
Yeah, I don't know the pumpkin spice is actually pumpkin flavored. I think it's just holiday flavored. You know what we did actually get the other day is from Starbucks. And now I would absolutely love to be sponsored by Starbucks. So if anyone from Starbucks is listening,
that would
make my entire life.
That's what we want to do with the podcast. We want to support small and growing businesses.
Yep, small businesses. Yep, support small business.
This is the kind of content you'll get Starbucks. Okay, we went to Starbucks the other day and we got the new iced gingerbread oat milk chai.
Oh, that sounds good.
Jesus Christ, that is... Oh, I don't like oat milk, and I'm not even a big fan of chai, but that is damn good.
The only problem that I've got is that people will call that coffee or tea like that. That is just a completely made-up drink at this point, but it does sound lovely.
Yeah, I don't think that's supposed to be a coffee, though.
No, that doesn't have any coffee in it. That's just a drink. But you know what, though? I will say, like, I'm not a coffee drinker. Like, I hate coffee, but... while my sister-in-law was here, we went to a Starbucks and we got these fun holiday drinks and they came out and they accidentally put coffee in them and I started drinking it. And I was like, kind of tastes like there's coffee in this.
Turns out that coffee's not that bad when you mix it with 40 different types of sugar.
Exactly. If coffee's mixed with all that shit, I could become a coffee drinker that way.
Jax is like a 12-year-old. I remember begging my mum to try coffee when I was 12 and she said, you can try a weak mocha. And I went, okay. And I was like, this is delicious. And it's because it's fucking chocolate milk with a bit of coffee in it.
Yeah. We've mentioned this many times before, but Jax is always the one that would order the hot chocolate when we went out for coffees.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. Yeah. Yep. Everyone's
just
getting
like the 10-year-old of the group.
Yeah.
I don't need that much caffeine, guys.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I asked you that. I think it's because all the content from the Northern Hemisphere that I'm getting on TikTok at the moment is holiday pumpkin spice. And I'm like, I want to try pumpkin spice. I want to try it. Can you send me some, Jax?
I'll try. The holiday drinks are...
I'm sure there's pumpkin spice mix in... like your Trader Joe's or whatever the shop is that you go to. Can you please just buy me a little tin and send it over? I want to try it. I mean, I know I could probably just order it online, but that's no fun.
The hard part is everything is so seasonal. So like things like pumpkin spice will come in for fall. And if you don't catch it during fall, that's it.
Is it gone? Really? Oh,
that's
not
it.
During winter.
There's lots of things that are super seasonal here. Like for example, our Whole Foods, they stock Irish bacon, which is very similar to Australian bacon, you know, but they only stock it around St. Paddy's Day. They stock it for about a week around St. Paddy's Day, and then it's gone. See you later.
Oh, that's rude. How rude.
So it's good that you get to try new things, but like, you know, we just stocked up on, fried onions that you put on, like that you might sprinkle
like
on.
Stir fries and stuff.
Yeah. Only here over the holiday season.
What?
That's weird.
Just go to an Asian grocer. You'll find it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is it's very seasonal.
I think that the point is that like, I think with a lot of these things is that actually boosts their sales when they do it that way. People aren't going to order pumpkin spice if it was on the menu all year round.
Sorry. Pause. Can you say pumpkin again?
Pumpkin?
Okay. I thought you said pumpkin and it's like my pet hate. People who say pumpkin...
I might have said pumpkin. I raced through
next
that.
Next you're going to say onion.
Onion.
And capsicum. People who say capsicum.
Well, we don't have to worry about that here because we don't have capsicums here. So.
No, you got bell peppers.
Peppers. Anyway. Anyway. Hey, maybe pumpkin spice can be part of my secret Santa.
Oh.
You said it's gone.
That might be nice.
It's winter.
Well, I don't know. There might be some left. I have to go check out the clearance aisles.
Well, if you buy some for Ronnie, you have to buy some for me too. Okay, that's all we have time for today. Coffee shop's closed. Okay.
Coffee shop's closed. See ya in a few days.
Bye.
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 Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.